Hey, Harry, looking good today, buddy. What am I even saying? You look good every single day, you lucky handsome dude.
Someone said to me as I walked past him. I turned around and flashed him a smile, along with a thumbs up sign. I really appreciated compliments. I continued to walk until I got to the hot dog stand. I was hungry and wanted to grab a hot dog. A few meters away from me and sitting with her friends was Amy. Amy was one of the most beautiful girls I'd ever seen. If not the most beautiful. She had big, beautiful blue eyes and lovely brown hair that grew all the way to her waist. I tried to get her attention by waving at her, but she couldn't see me, or she was simply ignoring me. Just then, her friend Amanda got up to receive a call. She distracted herself from the group until the call was finished, and just as she was about to go back, I walked up to her to have a little chat. "Hey Amanda, what's up?" I greeted.
"Hey there, Harry, how are you doing?"
she replied. "I'm all right. I'd like to talk to you for a few seconds, if you don't mind."
"I'm all ears."
"Well," I began, "I really like your friend Amy, but it seems like she doesn't even know or care to know me. I was wondering if you had any tips on how I could go about it so I'd get her attention and get her to like me." Amanda paused for a moment before replying.
"This might sound strange, but Amy has a weird fascination with guys who have extra white teeth. You know, the kind that looks like you've never had a box of chocolates or sweets in your life."
"Really?" I asked, bewildered.
"Well, yeah. Perhaps if you could whiten up your teeth a little, she might give you a chance. You never know."
"Thank you." I walked off pondering. My teeth were by no means ugly or bad. But if whitening them was what would get Amy to notice me, then they'd be whitened. A few days later, I was at the dentist's office. The dentist explained that teeth whitening was not a complex procedure. He did it regularly, and my teeth were going to be as bright as possible in the next few months. Months? I needed sparkling teeth now. This was absolutely not what I wanted to hear. I wanted a quick fix, so I got really impatient. What if she was attracted to another guy before I finished all my sessions with the dentist? I told the doctor to give me some time to think about it and left his office. I walked for a few minutes before noticing a nomad who opened up a new stand by the side of the road. In front of it were many items displayed for sale, including containers and jars of creams and liquids. Unable to quench my curiosity, I walked up to her to take a closer look at her items. It just so happened that my eyes caught a particular colorful container. I picked it up to read the label, and on it was written, "Magic Teeth Cream." I asked her about it, and she informed me that it was a very special cream that supposedly had the ability to whiten anyone's teeth to the absolute maximum. She continued that the effect of the cream was almost instantaneous. Wow, what a coincidence! This was exactly what I wanted, so I bought it and hurried back home. I never knew that this was going to be the start of all my problems. Like and subscribe if you're enjoying the story so far. She tried saying something to me as I hurried away, but I didn't bother listening. As soon as I got home, I walked up to the bathroom sink, bared my teeth, applied some of the cream on my toothbrush, and then I brushed my teeth with it. In a mere matter of seconds, I stared in astonishment as my teeth immediately turned a blinding white. I was so happy with its effect that I used a little bit more. The next time I saw Amy, I made sure I got her attention and engaged her in conversation. I also made sure to smile as often as possible so she'd notice my new beautiful teeth.
"Wow, Harry, you've got really nice teeth,"
Amy said to me while flashing her equally white teeth. "Why, thank you."
"How come I've never noticed it before? Did you have any work done on your teeth?"
she asked. "Nope, this is all natural. Maybe you never noticed it because you never gave me a chance to talk to you," she smiled and replied.
"Well, now you have your chance."
We talked a little more before I decided to take her out for dinner. We agreed on a time and place. After our first date, we began to see each other more. She started having feelings for me, and we began dating. A few days later, I got up from my bed in the morning and noticed a few strands of my hair on my pillow. I wasn't too worried, because I thought it was normal. Besides, I had a full head of glorious hair, and it wasn't going anywhere anytime soon. This continued for a few more days before I started to get worried. I also noticed that something extremely wrong was going on with my face. I couldn't quite place my finger on what exactly was wrong with it, but seemed like I was becoming uglier and uglier as the days went by. This was a very serious cause for concern. I hurried off to look for the strange woman. Thankfully, she was in the same spot as she'd been when she sold me the cream a while ago. "What did you sell to me?" I demanded as soon as I was in front of her.
"Young man, I sold you a magic tooth whitening cream. Didn't you read the label?"
the strange woman replied. then why am I losing my hair and suddenly becoming uglier?
How many times have you smiled?
She replied to my question with a question. What kind of question is that? I smile all the time. I don't sit down and take note of every single time I smile, I replied, stomping my foot on the ground. I was getting visibly angry, but in spite of this, the old woman remained incredibly calm.
When you brought this, I was telling you about the side effects, but you completely disregarded me and ran off immediately.
She shook her head.
It seemed like you were not interested in knowing about them.
What side effects? I asked, my heart beating rapidly. The strange woman then told me about the supposed origin of the cream. Apparently, the magic cream was made by an ancient witch who lived a long time ago. The witch also made different kinds of creams in order to teach humans a lesson about being too vain, and particular about their looks. She said that the witch made this particular cream for those who cared too much about their teeth, and anyone who used it would have the whitest teeth known to man. But it would come at a price, which was that the person would grow uglier each time he or she smiled. I was stunned at this revelation, and quickly begged her for a cure, but she said that there was no known cure. Amy was horrified when I revealed all this to her. She'd also noticed that something was wrong with my face, so I had to tell her the truth. She ended the relationship between us immediately. According to her, it was of no use being with someone with the whitest teeth if he had the ugliest face. After being told of the absence of a cure to my magic disease, I resorted to not smiling in order to reduce the effects of the cream, no matter how minimal. I also emptied the contents of its container into the toilet and flushed it. All this combined made me a shell of my former self. I had suddenly turned from a handsome, lively, bubbly, and likable person into an ugly, gloomy, and moody outcast who no one wanted to associate with. I was very lonely. Despite what the old woman said, I was determined to not give up and keep searching for a cure. I stumbled upon a website for magical and mystical things, and it was there I discovered that there was a cure. According to the website, the cure was to find someone who really loved you and accepted you as you were, ugliness and all. This didn't extend to family members. Through all of this, a shy girl, Laura, had been watching me from afar, and one day she came up to me.
Hi, Harry,
she said. What do you want? I replied dismissively.
I just want to talk to you.
Nobody ever wants to talk to me. Have you come to make fun of me? I asked.
No, I would never do that. I just wanted to let you know that I really like you. Maybe even love you. I've loved you for a while now, and I was scared to let my feelings be known to you.
Really? You still love me like this? I said, gesturing to my ugly face.
Of course, I love who you are as a person, not what you look like.
Her words touched me, and we soon became friends. And after that, we started a relationship. It was a beautiful relationship, and I was happy to find someone who truly loved me. I was expecting to be cured, but after a few weeks of seeing no changes in my face, I began to worry. It seemed like my face had become worse. I was growing uglier and uglier at an accelerated rate, which freaked me out. And this time, it didn't matter if I smiled or not. Dejected, I broke up with Laura. I felt she was lying to me and didn't really love me. Why did I not revert back to my former handsome self if she truly loved me? She was surely playing games with me or something. Laura, it's over between us, I said to her on that fateful day.
Why? What happened? What did I do?
Laura asked, flabbergasted. She felt that everything was going well in the relationship and was surprised at my sudden change of heart. I was supposed to get better with you, not worse. It said if I found someone who loved and accepted me the way I was, then everything would go back to normal. Leave my house. Laura laughed, weeping. And that was the end of our relationship. I continued to wallow in self-pity until I decided that it was not how I wanted to live my life. I resolved to accept myself the way I was, since there was nothing I could do about it, and stop worrying about my looks unnecessarily. I began to enjoy my life and live my life to the fullest, doing things I enjoyed. Before long, I was comfortable with myself, and one day, while out on a walk, I ran into someone who complimented me. She said I looked great that day. It had been a long time since anyone had said something like that to me, so I was surprised. I didn't understand the compliment until I got home and saw my old face in the mirror. I was cured. I was back to normal. It was then that it occurred to me that what the website meant was to love yourself the way you were and accept your imperfections because they are part of what made you human. I was happy that I had learned that, and I decided to never forget that important lesson. On a random day, I was on a street when I spotted someone. it looked like the strange woman who had sold me the cream. I wasn't sure, so I got close, and it turned out that it was her. She recognized me immediately and smiled as soon as she saw me. I relayed my experience and my lesson to her, and she revealed to me that she was the ancient witch that created the creams a long time ago. She said that she had gone through a lot of places over the years trying to teach people an important lesson, and she said that she was happy that I had finally learned my lesson. I was surprised, but before I could say anything else, she vanished into thin air with all her products. I looked around, but no one seemed to notice what had just happened. Everyone who saw me going forward was amazed. Amy even tried to get back with me, as I was now handsome again. Plus, I had kept my snow-white teeth. I rejected her instantly and went back to Laura, who thankfully took me back. She was the one who had loved me when I was at my ugliest.